Welcome to the third to last episode, maybe ever. That's up to next year's students and faculty of the Chicago Free School's very own radio show. We are a talk show this week. We've got some emergency broadcasts from you. We've got humor, we've got goofs, we've got spoofs, and we've got gold and white versus black and blue. What are you going to choose? What will you do? We'll find out today, right now, on this unique episode.
Huskus Adventures, please don't sue me. Okay, it's coming on. Just wait. It's coming.
I can't run anymore. We need a place to hide.
Yeah, like a big wooden tower in the middle of a field.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if we could find a tower. I found one! Can't knock loud enough. Give us kiss. We're doomed!
Get out of the way.
Tobuscus!
What? How do you know my name?
It says it on your shirt.
Wait, do you know his name?
Gabuscus.
Wait, it's Gabe Huskus.
There's a pause.
I don't have time for pauses.
Yeah, you look pretty old. You probably don't have much time left.
What? No, because you're being chased by zombies. Get in.
Who are those guys?
Those are my forefathers.
Forefathers? That's way more fathers than I have.
He's an idiot.
Your fathers kind of look like the top donators from the Indiegogo campaign.
Oh, thank you.
The zombies!
Now, what are we going to do about them?
Come with me.
Stairs. Elevator. Why do you even have stairs?
More places to hang paintings. There's quite a lot.
By the way, that's a pretty sweet robe. You look like a wizard.
I am a wizard.
Whoa. Well, in that case, it's kind of cliche, to be honest.
I'm not trying to be fashionable, Tobuscus.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Whoa, look at all those zombies. We're dead. We're dead.
We'll be fine. Let me get my spell book.
$5 says it's one of those old tattered spell books. It is. I knew. I called it.
That's just a cover. It's a touch screen.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Guys, sorry. What are we going to do about the zombies?
Oh, right. Whoa, that was awesome!
Can I play?
This is not a game.
It is.
What is that?
An attack from the Wizard of Darkness. Let me just draw my shield spell.
Nah, I could draw a better shield than that.
What?
Let me just draw it.
No.
Let me draw it.
No.
I'll draw it.
Tobuscus! No!
Uh-oh.
Whoa, what'd you do?
I killed him.
You idiot!
That's my bad.
You're bad!
Tobuscus, the wizard's spellbook just found its way into my hand.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No, it did not.
It did. I think it's clear that Destiny has chosen you to watch me become an awesome wizard and defeat the Wizard of Darkness.
So Destiny hates me.
Wizard! You will not have died in vain!
Actually, I'm not dead.
Ah!
I was wearing a ring of reincarnation. I'll come back to life as soon as the cooldown wears off.
Oh, wow, that's so good. How long does it take for the cooldown to wear off?
About 2 months.
2 months real time or game development time?
How is that relevant?
I mean, oh man, I guess I'm gonna have to take over as wizard for a while then, huh?
Yes.
Yes!
My spells and research are safely over there on that table. Go get up, up, up. Oh, he tornadoed them. Well, at least the ancient runes are intact. Well, at least we still have the magic missile spell.
Oh, great. That's probably the lamest spell in the game.
This is not a game.
Yeah, it is.
The entire world's fate is in your hands.
Big mistake.
That is awesome! Awesome!
This sucks.
Thank you. Woo!
That was really weird.
Took 6 minutes.
Hey, can I do something now?
No.
Hey, this is Cheyenne. Time for some funny ringtones.
Skip all that.
Your mama's calling back. For no real reason but just a chat. She'll waste your minutes talking about the cat. Or about how your dad has gotten fat. Where am I picked up? Don't pick up the phone.
Well, as they say, no one is truly happy. Yeah.
Happy? Reasonable. Happy? Happy's not a word that we think about in a game. You gotta think of something different. Happy, I don't know how to judge happy.
Fair enough.
In the middle of a contest, nobody's happy.
Alright guys, let's have this debate now after all those songs. So, Shia has a segment on this black and blue, which you both started to talk about. What is this color, Shia?
Well, so basically, it's your brain tricking you because the, it's weird, really. You don't really know what kind of lighting is around. So, some people think it's in the shadow and some people don't. So, you just judge contrast differently depending on how you think of the situation. In other words...
Get down on the ground. Sorry, we just experienced some difficulties. Something just played by itself, so everybody's okay.
Shoot me.
Everybody's okay. Just a joke. Alright. Oh, this is the end of it, guys. This is probably me and Shia's last segment.
Is this the end of the show?
This is the end. This is the end. But till next week, we'll be back.
Talk in the classroom!
Can you kill us all? Shut
up. Oh my god!
Ah, yes, the Sega of the Squid Lab's downstairs refrigerator. It all started one day when someone decided that the refrigerator door should swing open from the right instead of the left. When it was a reasonable enough assumption. The door would often get in the way as it was opening towards the wall. As the wall is far more practical than opening towards the middle of the already small
kitchenette.
So that person changed the hinges. It is a straightforward switch. The over-under refrigerator / freezer combo is meant to be modular in that way. It got hinge bolts for both sides and everything. The best part is when the person neglects to move the handle to the right side. It's like running a marathon until the last 100 yards is deciding, hey, I made it this far, good enough. Or like a lot of French films, why even try? Always at roughly the same time, the person leaves the job unfinished with the technology. Technically working refrigerator, but not in lieu of handle replacement. Comic shows up right smack in the middle of the refrigerator door. You've seen it before, the Far Side comic, where the gifted kid is pushing all his weight to the door that says, pull. How ironic, right? All these scientists and engineers pulling with all their might on a refrigerator that has the handle on the same side as the hinges. This shenanigans lasted for about a month. Apparently, you get tricked enough by times by the same stupid door, you tend to get motivated. The handle was switched to its rightful side of the door, and everything was merry for about a month until today.
Well, anyway, this week, possibly
There will only be two more episodes left of We Are Talk Show. Very, very sadly. But in honor of that, I will play this music. Well, goodbye.
You salty, Maddox.
So, this guy stuff in Splatoon, it won't have voice chat because the people are mean. Why? Why you do this? I wanted voice chat. In Trine 2, there's even voice chat. And I haven't heard one person swear in voice chat on even Trine 2. Not even once. And they took it out because of me and people on Splatoon. And that is an actual Nintendo game. Don't know why. It's just stupid. It's a shooter game, too. You need voice chat.
You need voice chat to get the advantage in shooters, and they just took
you
it out
to
because
tell
one guy who was a horrible gamer got cursed at once during beta testing, so they just scrapped the whole idea of voice chat.
But that's only beta.
Yeah.
What the heck?
You need voice chat. You need to tell your team where people are and where to shoot and if you need help.
Right. Please give us
back
voice chat.
So many times I've lost in online games because there was no voice chat. Like, the heck?
We send thousands of emails every day. Please help us.
Voice chat is awesome.
We need it like Xbox One and PS4. Jiggy knows we need voice chat back.
Voice chat we need.
You need
chat.
To tell your team
I
stuff.
I will break Nintendo's femurs.
Not literally, but the idea.
I swear to God, if they don't put voice chat in, I will break their whole body. And they will, all their statuses will go down. All of their networks will go down. I will shut off everything and I will DDoS all of them. And I will tie them up onto a chair and smash a Nintendo game in front of them.
Broadcasting.
Yeah. Error, error, error. CIA and FBI have been informed. Error.
So, goodbye, 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 this is the third to last show, so I'm super sad this is ending, because my mom said I'm probably not coming back, but it was fun while it lasted.
Goodbye.